Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of July, and I'm just pulling up YouTube as we speak, so bear with me one second, if you would. We've had several changes in the technology. We have new challenges with TalkShoe. So I'm having to teach myself that, and so, you know, it's all new, it's all good. It'd probably be better once we figure out how to do all these things. Sorry for the delay this morning. We've had some challenges. One of our vehicles is giving us problems, and so we had to take it into the mechanic, and now we're on our backup vehicle. And you know how that is. It always means a glitch whenever things happen like that. It's all good. But it's just making those adjustments that are necessary. So I'm sorry for the delay of devotional this morning. I wanted to let people know that we will be doing a talk show tonight. We'll be attempting under the new talk show format. I've gone to talk show and I've done some testing, and they have video capabilities on the new talk show. I'm going to try that tonight, see if it works. That way I don't have to work trying to do YouTube and talk show all at once with sermon audio. This morning I want to go over a study that Brother Michael Smith had done. By the way, I got an email from Michael McInnes. He's on his way to Jerry's Fellowship. It must be taking place over this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I let Michael McInnes know that we love Jerry, Mark, and Rosette, Tulip, and I. Ordination and predestination. This is a teaching that Michael Smith had done. And it's very apropos, I think, for today. Psalm 139:16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken in by wicked hands and crucified and slain. Acts 4:27-28, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Acts 13:48, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And there's so many others. I'll just give the list of scriptures. Romans 8:29-30, Romans 9:23, 1 Corinthians 2:7, Ephesians 1:5, Ephesians 1:11, Ephesians 2:10. The eternality of God's purpose, Psalm 33:11, Psalm 139:16, and many, many other passages. God's purposes include all things future. Daniel 2:28, this is Nebuchadnezzar, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. This is Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. God's purposes include all fortuitous events. And we see that throughout the Bible. There are several scriptures listed, Job 5:6, Job 36:32. Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast in the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Scriptures asserting the certainty of specific things, Genesis 41:32. Job 14:5 says, "Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass." And then God's purposes include all the sinful acts of men. And we see in Genesis 50:20, Joseph told them, his brothers, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day to save much people alive." Isaiah 45:7, "I form the light and create darkness, and I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." The sovereignty of God is evidenced throughout the Old and New Testaments. Job 42:1-2, "Then Job asked the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be holden from thee." Psalm 115:3, "But our God is in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Isaiah 14:27, "For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?" Well, God is sovereign over all things. And also, he has providence throughout his physical world, the animal world, the nations of the world. I won't give scriptures for all those, but I have them. Providence in individuals. Psalm 37:23, "The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Psalm 118:6, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear what man can do unto me." Proverbs 21:1, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water he turneth it whithersoever he will." So that's something to contemplate. There's a number of scriptures in that study. I don't have that. I don't believe I have that online. I have written copies. I'd like to get that in written format. It's a good study. Thank you, Brother Michael, for that. Well, that's about all I have this morning. May the good Lord continue to bless the reading of His Word. Hopefully you can join us tonight for Talk Shoe. Brother Kevin McHugh is going to be doing a study on the Good Samaritan Woman, providing I can get it up and we can get online with the new format. God bless.